I feel like an old-timey detective. I went to Quebec and investigated a popular bar and why its patrons were getting sick. Turned out it was the tequila being infiltrated by weird, scary magic worms from a Mexican fungus god or some shit. Easy money in the bank, though. Time to go kill some more vampires.
You are about to get $18,000. It's a shiny, beautiful new morning.
Kinky.
Did you want that in your bank or your second bank?
Bank 2. Just straight to the wife.
Bank 2, Electric Boogaloo.
How much money is in there now? I had 58K, so now I have, what, 60... No, 76K?
76K, yes.
Cool.
And all I can say is, thank goodness this program does the math for me. Because I suck at mathematics. Always have. I'm paying for my math skills.
In episode 15, there's a great moment when we were discussing how many bullets I had, and you were struggling with the math a little bit.
I'm still salty about that.
I mean, I love you, but you are not great at math.
No, I understand, but fuck you.
That's fair.
Because... foremost, originally I was going to make it a completely different type of bullet and take away your bullets and make you buy new ones.
Okay, well, I appreciate you not doing that.
You're welcome. Consider me merciful.
You are a kind and merciful god, and I'm going to move this chair closer to me so I can use it as a coaster, a big old end table for my beverage, so that my beverage doesn't have to be behind
your
my
beverage. Mixer. Just be careful because that is a tilty surface.
You're a tilty surface.
I mean, I am. If you try and put a cup on me, it's just going to fall.
It would fall right off. You are tilty and squishy. Those are both qualities that you have. But they are things I find important in a friend.
I'm a little offended by being called squishy, but I'll accept it this time.
I mean, I'm squishy, too. It's something we have in common.
Yeah, but I don't refer to you as squishy.
You could. You wouldn't be wrong.
I refer to you as my dapper chum.
Okay, I'm your squishy dapper chum.
Never use those words together, because that sounds disgusting. That sounds like I'm taking a wad of like pre-chewed beef and throwing it in the water for fish.
See, that would be one of my fears. We just discussed this. I don't want to be thrown in the water for fish, pre-chewed or otherwise. I knew you were going to use those against me.
Feed you to a bear, take you out of the bear's mouth, throw you in the water.
Like, here you go, salmon. And then the bear will eat the salmon, and it's the circle of life.
The circle of life. I can't sing either.
I can't either.
No math skills, no singing skills. Welcome to Midtown Mythos.
Anyway, we actually had like an episode to get to, unless we were just going to chatter away like we did last time.
We're getting really bad about that. So, you're waking up. Okay.
Waking up is hard to do.
You do have to use the restroom pretty badly.
Okay, I do that.
You've got a bit of a headache this morning. It's one of your chronic migraines. And initially, you are thinking to yourself, I didn't drink yesterday. And then you remember that you now have that headache problem.
Oh, yeah. I'm falling apart.
Yeah. Slowly but surely. But, I mean, hey, you've learned a couple of languages in the last year. Or the
one.
Bits of languages.
Bits of Aztec.
And
I thought I already
off.
Knew a bit of Aztec. But, yeah.
Yeah, you learned some Aztec, and you also learned some High Tuath.
Or at least I heard some. I don't necessarily know what any of it means.
You've learned to catch certain words.
Okay. Much like Bran and Spanish.
Or Branish.
I just mean that, like, the housekeepers will say things and I'll be like, okay, I have a vague idea of what they said.
Me too. I experienced that a lot with television, actually. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, you got up and had a headache
and
had to poop.
I have a headache. Okay, yep. After I go to the bathroom, I'm going to drink water.
Fair enough. You get a big old glass of water. You take a couple of pills that You're supposed to take them on regular, but you usually don't. Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to help with your migraines.
Okay.
But you almost never actually get the migraines. It's just every now and then you wake up and it's like, fuck life.
And take some Excedrin or whatever.
Exactly. So you take some actual medication for your head. And it should work within the next couple of hours.
Okay.
But in the meanwhile, you were talking about going after... Who was that again?
Harvey Chandler?
Yes. A vampy boy lard.
He's a lard?
He's a lard.
He's a fat, is he fat and squishy?
Is
he a squishy,
sure,
dapper chum?
Never say those words again. You ruined the word dapper for me. Good job. Also the word chum. I can never say chum again.
See, chum just makes me think of, like, chumming the fish.
No, you don't like chum the fish, you chum the water.
Don't argue with me.
I can picture it now. There's just a giant pile of dead fish, and you're throwing more dead meat onto the dead fish. Like, ah, yes, this will attract something eventually.
Birds,
I think
probably.
A seagull flies
mine,
by.
Mine.
He's just like, aha! You jump on the pile of fish, trying to wrestle a seagull.
No, it can just have the fish and the meat and stuff. Be like, here you go, seagull, you dick.
I'm picturing you jumping on top of a pile of, like, decaying fish, wrestling a seagull, and it's screaming and trying to peck you and claw you, and just like, get the fuck in the back!
I've always wanted a seagull of my very own. I don't think it would get along with my cat, though.
No, what's a group of seagulls called?
Pain in the ass.
A pain in the ass of seagulls. You know what? Sure, I'll take it.
I mean, I'm sure it's a flock of seagulls, much like the band. glad you enjoyed that.
Moving on. So, you start your day. I can't remember. Did you last time get a read on where Harvey Chandler is?
Or? The northernmost point in Kanata.
Oh, that's right. That
it
sucks.
Had a name, but I forget what that name was.
Endum.
Endum, that's the one. Yes. We had a conversation about the temperatures in Alaska.
Yeah, we did, because it gets chilly.
It does.
Even in summer.
Yeah.
Brisk. Mm-hmm. Just not frigid.
Right.
Not thaws, until later.
Thaws a wee bit, and then it freezes again.
Like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
So, you are, I guess, packing up to head to Endum?
Mm-hmm.
To go get Froze?
Yep.
All right. And you get a phone call.
Okay. I answer the phone.
And it is Nihilus.
Oh. Hey, Nihilus, what's going on?
I can't just stick around here. Where are you? I'm gonna get into your area and meet up with you.
Oh, I'm up in Quebec. I'm on my way to Endum.
Endum. Where's that?
Oh, it's way north.
How far north?
All the way.
And north, remind me, is that hotter or colder?
Colder. You'll want to bring a jacket and shit. Probably gloves. I don't know. Do you guys get cold?
We can, yeah. Usually I do. I'm certainly not of the winter court, so.
Okay, yeah, you'll want to bring, like, a scarf and jacket and hat and gloves.
Shit. Okay. How long are you going to be in town where you are?
I was just getting ready to leave for Endum now, unless, I don't really have anything left to do here. Should I meet you up there?
I guess I was going to catch a flight to wherever you're going to be and then road trip with you.
Okay. You might not be able to get a flight up that far north, so I'll just stick around here.
Okay.
And, before she gets off, she's like,
where is it that you are?
Quebec.
How far north is that?
Less far than Endum.
Okay, I'll look it up on my phone.
And she hangs up.
Okay.
All right, so you're stuck in town for at least another day. What do you want to do? Want to go get shit-faced on Zaku Bar Tequila?
No. No, I don't, actually. Thank you for asking. I guess I'll hit up a gym, get a workout in.
Hit a bar,
no.
Get some alcoholism in.
No, maybe find a firing range, practice shoosting.
Okay, that shouldn't be a problem at all. You're able to get a workout in. and you're not sure if it's the endorphins from the workout or if it's the medication being pushed through your system faster, but you do start to feel better quicker than you were expecting. You do avoid the treadmill now, I will mention, just because of your trick ankle.
Maybe do the stationary bike or something.
I was going to say, yeah, the stationary bike's going to be your better bet for that. Otherwise, you get a text from Nihilus that she'll be in town on a red-eye flight first thing in the morning.
All right. Yeah, so I go to a firing range.
Oh, that's right.
Gun range. Gun place, gun store.
A shoestie place. A shoestie gallery.
Yeah.
Shoestie gallery. The fuck is wrong with me?
Bang Bang Hall.
The Museum of Blatblats?
That works.
The Mutilation Menagerie?
Perhaps.
No, that'd be more knives.
Yeah. I mean, you can mutilate with somebody with a gun. It's not nice.
Bang, 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 bang. How many holes is that? Bang, bang, bang. Yeah, that should be good.
Sorry, I have a quota of holes to fill. Wait. Holes to create, I think is what I meant to say.
Was that intentionally set up that way, or was that a genuine error?
That was a genuine error. Holes to fill is more of a porn star quota.
Or someone working on street crew to, you know, fill potholes.
But... I mean, if you want to be non-sexual about it.
But I don't. Jesus Christ. Woo. You get a notification from the bank that your wife just took out $10,000.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a bump to... I will give you a choice, because the two scores are identical right now. Do you want a boost in your vision score or your finesse score?
So Bank 2 has 66K now?
Yes.
Okay. God damn it. I cannot write a 6. It, like, looked funny, and then I tried to fix it, and it only made it look worse. There. Oh. All right.
I love that.
But if it's finesse or vision...
Yes, both are currently at an 8.
Ooh, I'm going to be very cool. I'm going to give myself more vision.
Nice.
Which I will probably regret. But I would have regretted it if I gave it to Finesse also. No matter what I do, I'm going to regret it. It's kind of the story of my life. It's not depressing at all.
I mean, I feel like that's almost the point of Mythos, generally speaking.
Yes, just making you hate yourself and your choices.
Yeah. I think it's actually kind of a design... paradigm for Mythos now that I think about it. It's just every choice that you make, even if it's the most well-intended, is going to go badly.
Yes, you do that on purpose.
I don't know.
It's very what's it called, claw, monkey's paw. That's what I was thinking of.
I was gonna say either absurdist or nihilistic.
Oh, that too.
Because absurdism is you live in a universe where no matter what you do, everything's going to go awry. And nihilism is...
nothing matters.
Yeah, you live in a universe where there is no goddamn point doing anything. Everything's going to go awry. So it's like...
just like real life.
Yeah. So, yeah, Mythos is not a game of heroes. It's a game of slow suffering.
Hope for the best!
Yeah, slow suffering until you die. Oh, that reminds me. You do have 3 curses again. You had 2.
Yay!
Yippee-ki-yay.
Motherfucker.
It's fucking trippy.
Yeah. Anyway, we really should get back to Mythos. Yes. Like 20 something minutes in, and we've
to a shooting range and taken a phone call.
Yeah. Like, okay, so I almost called her Nyctis. Nihilus is coming to join you. That's all that's happened.
Whoopsie.
But yeah, so I'm gonna stay at the hotel again that night. Go to meet her, pick her up from the airport in the morning.
Actually, I do want to go ahead and give you a boost to one other thing, because it's been a hot minute since I really sort of bolstered your numbers and all.
Okay.
Since they are also the same, and you used quite a bit of both last time, I'll let you add 1 point to either intellect or instinct as well.
I'm going to take instinct.
Okay. There you go. You are boosted up a little bit.
Kinky.
Yeah. Dirty as shit.
Mm-hmm.
You're a naughty girl.
Well, I mean, I am, but Travis isn't.
He's a naughty boil.
Boil?
He's a naughty, dirty boil.
Boil? With an L? Because I was saying boyo.
Oh, I was saying boil.
Gross.
Like goral, but boil.
Okay.
Okay, the drink is hitting me a little bit. That's nice. That's good to know. Oh, wait, hold up. How many days are in May?
31.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, it's now the 31st of May.
I think that's my parents' anniversary. It's either the 30th or 31st.
Spoopy.
Not really.
No, not really at all. But
they've been married for 35 years now.
Spoopy.
Not
incidentally,
really.
Incidentally, that's old, how old Travis is.
35 now? 35. Oh, I've had a birthday? I guess I should update my age.
Yeah, I don't know exactly when Travis's birthday is. We had decided on it at one point, and then I immediately forgot.
Probably Halloween or something.
So I just like imagining that Travis doesn't remember when his birthday is either, and he just like, oh, I think I'm 35 now.
Okay, that works. He's got to check his license to remember when his birthday is.
Just sort of looks at him, he's like, oh shit, did I have a birthday?
Like, oh, that's why my wife said happy birthday. That makes sense.
Oh, that's why my shoulder sucks now. Middle age is setting in. Yeah. Okay.
I was harassing my parents with that recently. I was like, you almost have a middle-aged child. And they were like, shut up. Yeah.
It's funny because I'm exactly 25 years younger than my mother.
Does she have the same birthday as you?
Well, I guess not exactly, but pretty goddamn close. Hers is in August. Mine is in November. Mm. But she was 25 when she had me.
Mm.
So when I was 25, she was 50.
Huh.
And ever since then, it's just like, ah, you're just creeping higher. And she's like, shut the fuck up. I'm still 29. I'm like, yeah, no, you isn't.
It's my 30th annual 29th birthday. Yeah. Yeah. My mom was 28 when I was born, and my dad was 26.
Nice.
Yeah.
My dad was also 26.
Hmm. Yep.
They were babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not really that young.
No.
It's crazy to think of, though, that, like, my dad, by the time my dad was my age, he had two kids, and they were working on buying a house, and I'm just like, I can take care of a cat.
He had two kids, and he was buying a house. I own a cat, and yep. I sit around playing Minecraft.
Yep. And I do as little work as possible, and I have a roommate.
But I will say this. You have two podcasts that you raise.
I do. I have two baby podcasts. Well, one of them is, you know, it's a toddler now, so it misbehaves. It's in the terrible threes, but
yeah, four
it's a three-nager. I think that's a thing that people say about toddlers, right? Three-nagers.
I think so. Yeah. Four is going to be an interesting. Four is going to be an interesting age, though.
Oh God, it's going to be scary when it goes off to kindergarten.
Don't worry, it'll make friends.
I hope so.
It actually already... No, that's its sibling. That's not its friend.
Oh, what, Long Shot Club?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's its little... It's
the little baby that it tries to smother with a pillow.
Is it a girl or a boy?
Wait, which one?
Both.
I think that Midtown Mythos is a naughty little boy, and Long Shot Club is the well-meaning but easily distractible baby girl.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And we're its parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
An odd, odd couple.
So on.
Anyway.
Which one of us is Felix?
I think we determined that both of us are Felix, and then somehow I'm also Oscar, in addition to being Felix.
Yes, that's right. Cool. Yeah. And then I'm just also that character that's, like, played by the guy that voiced Piglet.
Mm.
And now that no one understands what the fuck we're talking about, back to the show!
Yes.
Okay, did you want to do anything else before you go to bed again?
No.
Okay, you go to bed again. It's now not May.
Okay, that is how days work, correct?
What's that other one?
June.
Okay, it's June 1st and it's now Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay, so you have to go and pick up...
Okay, I go and get Isla from the airport.
And she's got a couple of suitcases with her and she's cramming them into the back of the car. And she hops into the passenger seat and says, all right, let's get rolling.
All right. Yeah. So I plug in Endem into my GPS and I get going.
Now, I do need to double check. So Quebec is not actually where Quebec normally is in the real world. So I need to actually look at Ontario to fucking... God, if I can think of the words. Alaska.
Mm.
Yep. Ontario.
Wait, Quebec is in Alaska?
No.
Endem is in Alaska?
Endem is functionally Alaska.
Gotcha. Okay.
Meanwhile, Quebec in this world is where Ontario normally is.
Gotcha. Okay, I think I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, when I was originally trying to set up the country, I got Quebec and Ontario a little mixed up because I was trying to go off of memory.
Mm-hmm.
So I forgot where Quebec actually was, and so a big section of what should be Ontario became Quebec. But I'm going to see if I can find out how... Holy shit. So, neat fact. If you plug in Ontario, Canada to Nome, Alaska,
mm-hmm.
it just says, sorry, this seems to be outside our coverage area for driving.
Oh, yeah. I think Nome, you can only get there by plane or by being Balto.
I'm trying desperately to see if there's... Oh, shit. So I was able to find a route from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada to Anchorage, Alaska.
Okay.
It is a 70-hour journey.
Oh, cool. So Nihilus and I are going to get sick of each other.
Yes. So I'm going to have you do a series of D20 rolls.
Okay.
Are you emotionally prepared?
Never.
Okay. So the first roll... one second. So you're going to have a very annoying quest in front of you. Are you ready?
Always. No.
You're going to be rolling that die a grand total of 14 times.
Holy butt nuggets.
This is going to determine if there's any stupid-ass distractions along the way.
Okay. One roll for every 5 hours or something?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly it.
That's how math works.
Okay. Are you ready?
Oh, I have shit. The Wanderer by Dion stuck in my head now.
The fuck does that button do? Oh, shit. It goes negative, too. That's kind of cool. Well, I can count down. If you fuck up and backtrack, I can make your journey even worse.
Great. Thrilling. That's exactly what I want.
Okay, roll number one.
11.
All right. You and Nihilus have a bit of an uncomfortable and unpleasant discussion involving the fact that you didn't really know much about Ignacio. You know his first and last name, and them's about the breaks.
Yeah, and I sold him some stolen goods.
Yeah, functionally, he was just a business colleague, and she's kind of upset because she's discovering she knew more about him than you did.
Hmm.
Hour number two. I'm sorry. 10.
12.
This stretch of the journey is a little bit smoother. You guys pick up some food along the way. It's been a long afternoon. She offers to drive through the night so you can get a little bit of shut eye.
Okay. I'll take her up on it.
All right. Ready for number three?
Yep. 10.
All right. So this is a little bit rougher. She discovers that she took the wrong way, so we're going to be adding another click onto this.
Joy.
It was a bit of a detour that took you guys the wrong direction for a little ways.
Hmm. Okay, another one?
Yep.
13.
All right, so this went a little bit better. You managed to get things back on track. You got the gas tank filled back up. You guys kind of grooved out to a song together.
Mm-hmm.
So things are feeling okay right now. There's some positive vibes going on in the car again.
Okay. 3!
A loud bang, and the tire blows out on the front of the car, and you end up squealing to a stop on the side of the road.
Thrilling.
Yes.
Okay.
So you got a couple of options. You could try just calling for a tow truck, or you can see if you can hijack a car and beat someone to death and steal a car.
Do I not have... Does it not have a spare?
No, this car does not have a spare. Most sedans do not have spares necessarily.
Hmm.
Yep.
I think mine does.
Mine did not. My new car currently has one, but it's also an SUV. Oh, by the way, I got a new car. It's pretty, guys.
Yes, you did. I'm very proud of him. It's exciting.
Yeah, Google the Hyundai Venue in white. It's pretty.
Yes. Yeah, mine, it's, like, hidden, I think, under, like, in the trunk area, like, hidden, I have to lift thing.
Mine is the exact same deal, but, yeah, the Elantra, it had a little under area. There was nothing in there.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was just an empty space that you could put, like, emergency supplies, worst case scenario, so I kept a jump starter system and a first aid kit in there.
Smart.
you know, I think I also used to keep a blanket in there in case I broke down in the middle of winter or something, but it's like, the fuck is the point? I'm not going to be anywhere where there's not people.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's not a bad idea to have that. I mean, down here in North Carolina, it's a bit...
pointless.
Yeah, not necessarily as important, especially since you typically don't, like, leave the city. I mean, I don't go far enough
where there's not, you know, a family member nearby that can just pick my ass up. Or you.
Yeah, if you guys were headed out to the mountains or something, it would make a little more sense.
Like we're doing next weekend.
Yeah.
Woo.
Okay, yeah, I think hijacking a car would be counterproductive to my mission. So I'll call a tow and just go and get a different rental car.
All right. Do you want to play that out, or would you like to count that as another 5 hours?
We can count that as another 5 hours. I don't think that would make for thrilling role playing.
I don't believe so either. So go ahead and give me another roll.
Okay. 11.
Okay, so things are getting a little bit back on track. You managed to get a tire, and they brought you back. Got it attached to the car.
Okay, so I don't have to get a whole new rental?
Thankfully, no.
Okay.
It was a bit of a pain in the ass. The people weren't particularly pleasant.
Neither is Travis.
Well, not generally, no. but it was just an unpleasant detour that just added additional time onto your journey. Mm-hmm. So, a little bit of a pain in the ass. But so far, so good.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of make and do.
Cruising across Kanata.
Actually, I just saw something. I'm going to use the negative button now that I think about it. So currently you are at 50 hours remaining so far.
Fun.
Yeah.
Roll again?
Yeah.
Just can't wait to get on the roll again.
On the roll again.
17!
Nice. So you actually managed to make a little bit of really good time. You spot a shortcut and there's no traffic on it, so you're able to breeze down the highway going very, very fast.
I'm picturing Mario Kart-esque shortcut.
Kind of feels like one. It's a little dirt road that cuts like through this huge forest that otherwise the highway is going around. Other than the fact that it's a little bit bumpy,
probably not made for sedans.
Generally speaking, no, but there's no reason that you aren't able to just barrel down this road at high speed. So you are able to shave almost 5 hours off the time.
Sexy.
Yeah. So only 8 more of these remaining.
Yay!
You have managed to pick up pace. 8 more rolls, you
mean? Or 8 more hours?
I said 8 more of these. So 8 more rolls.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's not 8 more hours. That'd be ludicrously
yes,
short.
Yes, that's what I was... But I wanted to confirm.
8 more rolls.
Yeah, 6.
Okay, so you discover, partway down this lovely shortcut, that there is a tree blocking part of the road. You could try to move the tree, or you could try to blink the car to the other side. It would be extremely exhaustive and a bit of a risk. Or you could turn around and go back and lose a lot of time.
I'm going to try to move the tree at the very least.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a strength roll.
Strength roll or fortitude.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's not great. 15?
Ooh. You're able to roll it a little bit, but you're just rolling it further down the road. You're not actually getting the tree off of the road.
Mm-hmm.
You would have needed to get a lot higher.
Yeah.
But you do, like I said, still have a couple of options. Either you can give up the lead that you had, backtrack, or you can try to get the car to the other side.
Does Travis know that fairies can blink? Did Nihilus ever tell him that? I don't remember.
I think she did, but I don't recall her actually being able to blink. If I remember right, her thing is that she's able to glamour, but that she doesn't really know blink.
Mm.
Also, if I remember right, I don't think that she can use a bow and arrow. I think it was established that she doesn't actually know how to use a bow and arrow.
Or at least didn't have it. Or at least generally doesn't use a bow and arrow.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
But she's really good at glamour, so she can kind of obfuscate herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the blank is just too risky. I think there's too much room for that to go wrong.
Okay, so gonna add the 2 dice rolls on? Because you're going to need to backtrack, and then you'll need to go all the way around the forest.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that does cost you a little bit of time here.
Mm-hmm.
10 more to go.
7.
All right, so you're able to get around the forest. The mood has diminished in the car again.
Mm-hmm.
Nihilus didn't like the music that you were playing, so she goes to try and change the station, and you're like, bitch, I'm driving, fuck you, and you go to turn it back. So the two of you kind of argue about what is and isn't actually good music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not a positive vibe in the car right now.
Just a little tense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're trying not to push the subject, because obviously she's still pissy at you, but... Yeah. Yeah, it's like, fuck you. I'm the one driving. I'm the one that needs to be comfortable and happy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Roll again?
Yep.
14!
All right, that is significant improvement.
Yay.
You are back on track. Let me think here. You'd be about a little more than halfway at this point, if I'm not mistaken. So you are traveling along in this beautiful area, and there's just these soaring mountains on either side. It's absolutely beautiful. Very, very, like, it's not buried in snow, but, like, you can see snow on the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just this sense of adventure and excitement in the air.
Mm.
Like... This is going to be awesome.
Uh-huh.
The journey is going to be worth it.
Yeah. Like me and my friend on a cool adventure.
To go murder people.
Yeah. The best kind of adventure.
Fuck yeah. Give me another roll.
15.
Functionally more of the same. You pass through a city. You guys stop and get a proper bite to eat. And Nihilus offers to drive, but there's also a really nice hotel here. You could stay a night, get some rest, have a proper meal.
Yeah, probably get some proper sleep because I can bill it to the D&I.
There you go.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
All right. And I'm not going to add additional hours to the timer because that is just you sleeping and not you driving.
Yes.
So, woo. You get some good rest. You have one sort of uncomfortable dream about a crowd of vampires surrounding you.
No, I don't like that.
No, but you just shake it off as nerves.
Okay.
It's just anxiety.
All right.
So. Next.
8. Not so good.
Yep. So Nihilus is driving again, and she is a bit of a nervous driver. You didn't really catch that the first time when you were sleeping.
Yeah, she's definitely new at this whole driving business.
Yeah, so she is not a good conversationalist when she's driving, mm-hmm. and she is being really fucking snippy with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you spend most of the time being very, very quiet and just trying to ignore everything before you choose to, you know, just grab the wheel and steer into a wall or something. Just fucking end everything.
No, 4.
All right, so Nihilus ends up managing to do something not great, and she does actually land the car in a fucking ditch.
Great.
Yeah. So she manages to pull her suitcases out. You pull your piece of luggage out.
All right, so we can't get the car back out of the ditch?
Nah, the entire front of it is just fucking crumpled.
Fun.
She really buried that fucker. The whole thing is, like, sideways. You had to, like, shimmy out a fucking window. Just not a great time.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure we're both pissy at each other right now.
Yeah, there's a negative fucking mood in the air. You're angry at her for, obviously, wrecking the car.
Mm-hmm.
And she's angry at you for not being patient with her when she's a new driver, and you kind of knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's just not a good vibe right now. It's going to eat up time to either get a new car or what have you. So what do you want to do?
Catch a taxi into whatever the next or last town is, whichever's closer, to get another rental.
Unfortunately, it's going to be the last town that is going to add some time.
Okay.
So you go back, you get a rental. They're a little bit perturbed that something happened to the last car, but you're like, eat shit, bill it to the DNI. And they're like, will the DNI cover this? And you're like, yes, I'm their poster child, eat shit and die. And you take this new car.
Probably in those exact words.
Yeah. And you go to pick up Nihilus, and she's just throwing the bags into the trunk.
Did she stay with the old car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she stayed there since the other car didn't have room for, I don't know,
Or maybe she was just pissy and didn't want to go with me.
Sounds right. But either way, you pick her up, and you guys are on your way again.
Is she still pissy?
Yeah.
Okay. 18!
You are able to make it up to her by getting a milkshake for her, because apparently she's never had a chocolate milkshake
what
before.
What is this madness? I would absolutely get her a chocolate milkshake.
It's like, bitch, what are you even doing in the human world if you aren't drinking chocolate
and milkshakes? Also french fries to go with the chocolate shake. Yes. You don't necessarily have to dip the fries in the shake, but a nice salty fry goes great with a shake.
She actually doesn't completely understand what you mean by you dip the fries into the shake. So she opens up the shake and just dumps all the fries in and then stirs it and is drinking it. And she's like, oh, that's kind of a weird texture, but I see what you mean. I like it. So she's having
she's
a good time.
She's got the idea.
Yeah. Give me another roll. You are doing okay.
Oh, not now. 4.
Damn. All right. You are making your way up towards the tail end of the journey. Mm-hmm. You only have a few more rolls left. A few in this case means 5, apparently.
For the moment.
For the moment. But you do get a concerning phone call.
Okay.
It appears to be from the head of the DNI, wink, wink, wink.
Uh-huh.
But when you answer, there is just someone breathing. You hear like very soft, measured exhalations. And you're asking, hello? Hello? And then they hang up on you.
Creepy.
Extremely.
So it did, but it came from the Bastard Lord's number?
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell if it was him on the other end of the line or not?
It was just someone breathing very slow and patiently and listening.
Creepy.
Extremely.
I don't like it. Mm-mm. All right, well, I'm going to roll again. 11.
All right. 11. You are doing okay. Nihilus is fucking around on her phone. You think she's on Pinstagram or something? I don't know.
I'm amused by that one. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, she's just fucking around, and you're just trying to stay focused on the road. You're experiencing a little bit of highway hypnosis. Yeah. But you are nearly to Endem. Cool. Next roll should have you at the border as long as you don't cock up too badly.
Crossing my fingers and rolling a 19, like the absolute boss I am.
Couldn't
people
have had
still
it.
Say that? Probably not.
Very rarely.
Okay.
Mostly people our age or older. So this is actually really good, because if this one had gone badly, this would have really fucked up the entire trip.
Yeah, because it was not already fucked up.
Yeah. So you get to the border of Endem, and it's actually a border.
Mm-hmm.
Because Endem is considered kind of a no man's land, even though it's technically part of the USK.
Mm-hmm.
People going in are fucking weird and crazy, and people coming out are probably dangerous and sociopathic.
Hmm.
So you're going to be...
Travis is both.
Yeah, you are in good company. Functionally, but everyone here at this sort of stopping point is like eyeballing you. You are not considered trusted here.
Mm-hmm.
No one is. But the good news is they don't ask to inspect your vehicle before you go into Endem.
Okay, well, that is good.
Yeah. Because trust me, if they found the stick of dynamite and the suppressed hand cannon, they would have had some questions. Also, the weird knife. Yeah, they would have had some questions.
Okay.
You raise questions.
Yeah, that is the kind of person I am.
Yeah. So you are now in Endom. You've got a few more hours left on your journey, but you are getting towards what you're pretty sure... Everything on Google Maps, well...
Google Maps, sir.
You're right, Google. You're right. My apologies. Jesus. Just knife away from the throat. Thank you. You think you're headed to the right place. There was only, like, one spot that you were like, that seems like it could be a vampire compound.
Mm-hmm.
So, you started to head that way. And you're about a day's trip from there. So...
Okay, is there a city around that area, or it's just out in the middle of nowhere, a vampire compound?
It's out in the middle of nowhere. There is a pair of cities along the way. They're not big cities. They're small sort of towns or villages, like hamlets.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause again, like, no one's out this way. This is a very dangerous territory, and there's some fucked up things out here in the woods and in the mountains.
Polar bears?
Think more magical, toothy, and with long arms.
Wendigos?
Could be.
Ooh.
There's a lot of shit out here that's very dangerous.
I've been bothering you about Wendigos since episode one. Imagine if I finally encountered one.
Imagine if you didn't.
I will do that, because I don't actually want to encounter a Wendigo.
I'll put it to you like this. Miles encountered one once.
I just said once.
Yeah. I ran a one-shot for him and a mutual friend, Tom. And Tom was a gunslinger with a magically enhanced gun. And Miles, I can't remember what Miles' gimmick was, actually. I think he was a light mage or something. But the two of them started to go down into the cellar. There was total darkness down there. Miles is halfway downstairs because he hears something down in the far bottom. And he tries to just shout, like, hey, who goes there? Or something like that. And I had him roll instinct. He failed that instinct roll, and he no longer had a head. And he was like, oh, so it's game over for me. I'm like, yep, enjoy going to sleep. Have a nice night, man. And he went to bed. Tom ended up running through the woods and ended up also dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does happen when you run through the woods.
Especially against Wendigos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't fuck around. I decided to make them really beastly.
Mm.
So.
Much like actual Wendigos.
Much like anything in this game,
yes.
Really.
Yes, there's that.
I don't make little piddly monsters. I make things that you should be afraid of.
Murder machines.
Yeah. Things that could actually, you know, fend for themselves.
Yeah.
So, you've got three more rolls left, unless you really fuck up one.
Okay. 18.
All right, you make it to the first town in Endom, not a problem. There's not a whole heck of a lot here. If you want, you're able to get some more rest. It has been a while driving on the road. There is a general store if you want to see if you can pick up some supplies, or there's the next town over that's going to have a different general store with more supplies.
I want to make sure I have like a hat and gloves, and then also
what kind of hat?
Well, I'm in Kanata, so yeah, I was going to say toque. And then also I want to get more bullets.
Okay,
More freedom seeds.
Let me double check. I had a note on how much those cost.
$45 for 50.
I had $25 for 50.
Okay, I'm fine with that. That's a much better number. Can I bill that to the DNI or no?
I'm going to say no on that one.
Okay.
How many bullets you want?
I'm going to buy 2 boxes of bullets. So I now have 8 in the gun and 146 other ones.
Fair enough. And will that be cash or bank?
Bank. How much do my clothings cost? The hat and toque. Or the hat and gloves. The toque and gloves.
How good a hat?
Warm.
And how good of gloves?
Warm.
Okay, so I asked because there's a lot of different sort of range in that.
Mm-hmm.
For, like, the gloves that I have, they're warm, but it's not like they're great gloves. Mm-hmm. They were like $10. But on the other hand, my father gave me a set of $50 gloves that your hands will sweat in the middle of winter.
What if I spend $146 on everything so that my bank amount can be an evener number?
I'd be open to that.
Okay. And so then I have a nice hat and nice gloves.
It's not going to be the best gloves in the world, because you only actually would be spending...
96 between the gloves and hat?
No, I guess it wouldn't be too bad. But yeah, it can get expensive for a good hat and some good gloves. Mm-hmm. But you're able to get quality enough where you're not... Your ears aren't freezing.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to spend a good hour or two out in the cold before your ears will start to bug you.
Okay.
All right, so... With that set aside, did you want to proceed to the next town, or do you want to stay here for a night? What do you want to do?
What time of the day would it be?
It's about 4 or 5, I would say.
I'd probably stay the night there.
All right. I'm not going to count that against your score, kind of like last time. Mm-hmm. That would be bullshit in my mind. So you stay there. And you get some rest. It's a small, shitty little hotel. I mean, functionally a D&D inn.
Yeah.
But they make some eggs in the morning. And Nihilus is able to get a bath, so that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And also you're able to, if you want, there is a guy that is able to put chains onto the wheels of the car.
Yes.
It's not going to be great, and it's going to be clanky and sound like shit, but it's going to be better than nothing.
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right. That is going to be an additional $50.
Okay.
Did you want to do cash on that?
Yeah, probably just give a guy cash. So I'm at $870 for cash.
Yep, yep, yep. All right, so your car is a little bit winterized. Not very. Mm-hmm. You're a little bit winterized, but not very. Nihilus throws down some money to get a big heavy coat that'll help keep her warm. And she's got a little shitty hat that she bought before she came up this way. It's got like I Heart Canada on it. and she like it's doing nothing for her ears. But she likes the coat, and she's got the hood pulled up tight around her head, and she's like, let's go. So
that's cute.
Isn't it? She's adorable. I love Nihilus.
She is adorable.
So you got 10 more hours of nonsense.
Okay.
Unless you fuck up.
Oh, very likely. Watch me roll a fuck. Wait, I should have said that, because now I will. No, I rolled a 14.
Oh, okay. There you go. You've got the heater cranked on the car, the chains are going clunk, 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 thud, 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 but you're not getting caught on ice and snow, you're just trundling along.
I should have just switched to an SUV when I had to get another car.
Probably not a terrible idea, but I mean, here you are.
Yeah.
So, decisions were made.
Yeah. Wrong ones, as usual.
You can hear your heart in your ears a little bit, sort of that anxiety of what am I about to go into?
Mm-hmm.
Because if this goes tits up, you don't have an easy way back.
No.
Now, this has been a long journey to get this far. Mm-hmm. Things could go very wrong very quickly.
And no good way to get intel on a fucking vampire lair.
In the middle of nowhere, in an area that no one goes to.
Yeah. All right, let's see how the final roll goes. Oh, 18, okay.
All right. So you pull up. You're about an hour away on foot, but you didn't want to get too much closer by car.
Yeah.
You are here. What do you want to do?
Okay. Find a good spot to hide the car, you know? So make sure I got my gloves, my hat, got all my weapons and shit on me. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go. What did Nihilus bring? I'm sure she would have told Travis at some point what she brought in terms of defending herself.
She brought along a really, really good, it's not quite a dagger, it's a little bit longer than a dagger, Oberite sword.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And then she brought along a very small, shitty handgun. She thought, yeah, this will be good, I can handle this, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be able to use this and go pew pew! And
that is what guns do.
Yeah, but it's just the smallest, shittiest.
It's like a little pocket pistol?
Yeah, it's tiny. Like, you could probably fit this thing in your mouth. Like, on a scale of guns, yours barely fits in your hand. That one you could eat. Your guts wouldn't like you for it, no. But you could eat
it. My poor, poor guts. They need no further abuse.
No. So.
All right, yeah. So, get hiking there.
All right. You're trundling your way through the snow. It is a miserable trek. But you do manage to make it through the woods up to the edge of the actual compound. There is a fairly high chain fence with barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
You're not really seeing anyone outside, but there is a lot of snow. It's like close enough into the mountains that there's actual snow still on the ground here.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just a giant concrete bunker. The front end of it looks like it used to be part of a mansion, like a beautiful, like, oaken mansion. Someone mm-hmm. came up here and built a beautiful house once, and then someone, possibly the same person, went batfuck crazy and decided, we're just going to line every inch of this place with rock.
Fun.
So that, you know, people can't come in unwelcome.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like beautiful French doors and then giant fucking spires of brutalist cement.
Mm-hmm.
So, just a very ugly building. Oh, I will mention that you're not immediately seeing anyone patrolling either.
Okay. Do I spot any footprints or anything in the snow?
Roll vision, please.
Haha. I was going to say, I've got that extra point of vision now. 22.
You aren't really seeing any footprints. There is wind, but by the same token, even with the wind, you'd still be able to see a faint depression
mm-hmm.
or a series of little faint depressions. And you're really not seeing that, at least not here.
Okay. Am I still, like, in the tree line, or am I not in cover any further?
You're still in, like, right at the edge of the tree line. About, I'd say, 20 feet away from you is the fence. And then beyond that, I would say 100 feet from the fence is the actual building itself.
Okay. I want to stick to the tree line and kind of, like, scope out as much of the building as I can from the tree line and just following along that just to get the lay of the land.
Okay. So I'll actually give you a few different options here. I know which one you're going to take, but bear in mind that each one will present different information.
As always.
There is vision, intellect, or instinct, all of which would give you different information about the building. I'll let you roll two.
Okay. I'm going to roll instinct first.
Okay.
19.
All right. So the first thing that you're picking up on, like I mentioned, it seems like someone went crazy here. Mm-hmm. It used to be one kind of building and became a different one. It seems like whoever did this, it would have been a progression over time of paranoia taking over.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you a really good sort of glance into the headspace of what this person is like and therefore what the interior might be like of mm-hmm. there's probably, once you get in there, there's probably cameras.
Mm-hmm.
There might be some booby traps.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, judging by the fact that you're not really seeing guards out here, there's probably a lot of guards inside.
Mm-hmm. But maybe it's just too cold outside for them to be outside. And maybe they figure, like, once you're inside, you're fucked anyway.
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That or there's supposed to be people outside, but to those effects, they're just choosing not to go out.
Yeah, they're like, no.
Yeah. But by the same token, the fact that they're not out here, that could also be saying something else.
Yeah. Yeah. Could just be one crazy person by themselves.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to roll intellect for roll number two.
Okay.
25.
Okay. So, yeah, you aren't seeing a whole lot in the way of actual security out here.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I don't see any cameras on the outside either?
See, that's actually what I was about to tell you.
Oh, see? I yeah, a bad person.
No, no, you're fine. You're okay. Just sort of jumping the gun a little bit. That's dipping into kind of the intellect role on this one.
Cool.
You're not actually seeing a lot of proper security out here. That's kind of the weird thing. It's like the ineffectual concept of what security would look like, but no real security measures other than a fence and some reinforced walls.
It's
really telling that even though there's probably some really crazy shit inside,
mm-hmm.
chances are it's not going to be practical security. Mm-hmm. So you might actually have something working to your advantage on that one, as long as you can roll with the punches and improvise around whatever security is supposed to be inside the actual building. Mm-hmm.
And please note that Null made air quotes around the word security there.
Yes.
Outside of the house, do I see a fuse box or anything? Somewhere where I could cut the power to the building?
Actually, let me do a roll for that. I'm going to go with the cold-looking one.
Makes sense.
Okay, so the bad news is you aren't actually seeing a fuse box outside.
Generator, anything like that?
You do see what looks like it could contain a generator,
mm-hmm.
but it looks like it's built into the side of the house. There's a like little chimney unit mm-hmm. on the outside. But you're not actually seeing a way in other than clambering down into that chimney, and it seems like that's probably not the smartest direction to go.
That would seem dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay, so looking up on the roof, is there any spot where I could, like, blink to the roof and then, like, break a window and get in that way?
There are no windows.
Oh, okay. That's a detail.
Yeah, there's zero windows that you can see. The closest that you can see to a window is a pair of what almost looks like stained glass on the front door. But they've got, like, thick mesh on that exterior. It's like you can only see the stained glass through the mesh. You're not sure if you'd be able to, like, blink through that or do really anything with it.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't see through stained glass anyway, so that'd be tricky to blink through, even without the mesh.
Yeah, it's like that in general would be a bitch to try and breach. This building in general is, I mean, it is a fortress.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a practical fortress? No, it doesn't seem to be. It seems like some maniacal, silly fucking cartoon bullshit.
Yeah.
But still a fortress.
Yeah. So while I'm circling it through the trees, do I see anything that looks like it might be some kind of escape hatch? Anything like that?
Roll either instinct or vision.
I'm going to go with vision.
Makes sense.
That's not great. 15?
You think you might see what could be an escape hatch, but unfortunately when you start to sort of dig through the snow... it looks to just be the top of a septic tank.
Mm. Yeah, I don't want to crawl in there.
No. I mean, that's an option for a way in, but it's an awful shitty way to go.
Hey!
He said the thing!
He did. He said the thing.
While you're here, you have Nihilus turn around, and you take an opportunity to shit directly into the septic tank. It's a relief, and you wipe your butt with some pine cones.
That does not sound like a relief.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Well, I'm glad you're proud of yourself.
It's, yeah, the Alka-Seltzer ads. You've never heard those?
Oh, I've heard them.
Oh, thank God. Okay, I thought I was alone in that for a second. Nathan, have you heard plop, plop, fizz, fizz? Is that a thing in England? I don't know.
I don't know if it was ever a thing there, but it's probably old enough that it predates... him.
This is true.
I don't even know if they were still running those as a kid. I think I possibly have only heard them that from my parents.
I know that's the case for me. I actually was able to find an old ad for it on YouTube. They were adorable. Why are those not around anymore? Like old animated ads. They were so charming. All we have now is like computer generated bees.
With weird accents.
And they're not cute. They're weird. So, did you want to hop in the septic tank?
No. No, I specifically don't want to do that.
Not after the contribution, Nate. I'm going to make a deposit.
Can I roll intellect to try to find a possible escape route, escape hatch, something or other that way? Or is it too late? I already did my roll.
I'm going to say that it's too late for an intellect roll that's actually going to be productive and find anything.
I think I said instinct, but okay.
She did not say instinct.
Either one. It's too late for that, unfortunately. Okay. I mean, if you want to try and use those for something else, you're welcome to, but unfortunately the escape hatch is probably not going to be useful here.
Could I roll something to see if I see any other means of egress? Is that the right word? Into the building, other than the front doors?
I guess you could try vision or intellect, but I mean, I can go ahead and tell you that it's not looking good.
All right, so I turn to Nihilus and I say, you ready to get in there?
She sort of shrugs and says, well, better now than never, I guess. She seems really unsure about sort of what she's done. She is not totally convinced of her ability to do this.
I kind of wrap an arm around her shoulders and kind of pull her into a half hug and say, hey, listen, whatever happens, I've got your back.
And she nods and pats yours, and it feels surreal. There's some part of you that still would never really trust somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, it feels nice having an ally like this again.
Yeah. Like a little protege or something.
Yeah, it was like the last time that you went on a mission like this with someone that you felt like you could actually really trust was actually Evelyn way back when, before her accident. But yeah, ever since then, you've just kind of done the whole lone wolf shit and... Mm-hmm. Now you've got, I mean, it's not a partner, it's a protege, but still, you've got someone here with you, and it just, it's kind of surreal.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to keep my arm around Nihilus and blink up to those doors.
Do me a roll.
Oh, 21.
You get through no problem.
Sweet.
With the extra luggage.
Nihilus is a suitcase.
All right, so you have officially breached the compound. There are no alarms raised.
Okay. I tried the door. Is it locked?
Unfortunately, you have to trudge through a lot of snow to get up to that door.
Oh, I thought we were landing like right in front of the door.
Oh.
That was my intention.
Oh. I thought it was just hopping to the other side of the fence, but no. I guess that's fine. We'll go right up in front of the door. You try the door, and it's actually surprisingly unlocked.
Well, that was a bad idea.
He doesn't expect anyone to just try the fucking door.
Clearly. See, that's the thing. In like D&D campaigns, it's a joke. It's just like, you know, they're trying to get through the door, but nobody checks if it's unlocked first.
Congratulations, you just tried the fucking door.
Yeah, see, that's the difference between Mythos and D&D, is the door sometimes is actually just unlocked.
Yeah.
And you can check it.
Yeah.
You can just open that door. They legally can't stop you.
I mean, in a lot of cases, I mean, the door will be locked in Mythos specifically, mm-hmm. but it's like, not this time.
Yeah. No. All right. So I keep my ears peeled and my gun out. And I step through that door.
All right. You are in. You are officially in the building. It is extremely dimly lit. You don't hear anything. You smell dust in the air. It smells like nothing here has been cleaned in quite some time.
Do I see any security cameras?
Roll me vision, please.
14?
Not here, you don't.
Okay, well, that's telling. Okay, and I don't hear anything?
It is very, very quiet and kind of musty.
Okay, I want to creep further into the building.
Okay. In the extremely low light, You are able to dimly make out that there is a staircase in front of you. There are doors on either side, and there seem to be little short hallways on either side of the staircase.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and creep up those stairs.
Okay. You start making your way up the stairs, and roll instinct, please.
25.
Okay. You stop just in the nick of time to see that there is a tripwire at the top of the staircase.
Okay. Well, glad I didn't trip that.
I am too.
All right. I very, like, you know, like I put my finger up to my lips to Nihilus, you know, to tell her to be quiet. And I point to the tripwire.
And she's, like, squinting in the low light to look at it.
Right. And so I find some hand gestures that mean be careful.
And she tilts her head because she did not understand those improvised hand gestures that you intended to mean be careful and kind of really didn't.
Okay. Can I roll fortitude to just pick Nihilus up and put her on the other side of the tripwire?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not great. 16?
Yeah, she is a small little thing.
Okay.
And you are a strong boy.
I am a big strong boy. Okay, so I picked Nihilus up and I just put her on the other side of the tripwire.
And she sort of blinks at you and just stands there very quietly, just waiting for you to step over the tripwire too.
I also carefully step over the tripwire.
And now you are both on the other side of the tripwire at the top of the staircase.
Yay!
Roll instinct, please.
Oh boy. Ah, 28.
You see a security camera.
Okay. Is it pointed at where I am, or is it pointed at a different direction?
It is pointed roughly in your direction. So if anyone's watching those, you are now on candid camera.
Okay.
Smile, wave.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get to the other side of the camera so I could be where it's not pointed at.
Okay. You start trying to stealth sprint down to the end of the other end of the hallway. Give me a movement roll.
My weakest skill. And I rolled very well, so I get a 25.
Very nice. You make your way to the other end of the hallway, and at the end of the end of the hallway, there is a turn leading down another hallway, and you see a light at the end of that.
Like, light as in sunlight? Light as in...
There are
light?
No windows.
Oh, that's
there
true.
There is no sunlight.
You did tell me that.
Yes.
Okay.
Think about who lives here.
Vampires, yes. Oh, duh.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just skip over curtains and go right to not having windows. Okay. I don't see any good cameras in this hallway.
There was just the one that was pointing down. You're directly beneath it right now.
Okay.
Nihilus is still staring right up at the camera and just sort of watching you. And
okay, I motion for her to follow me. Like, dude, come on.
She shrugs and just walks down the hallway casually.
And I roll my eyes at her.
She shrugs again.
Ah, Nihilus. All right, I want to creep up to that lit doorway.
Okay. You can hear noise from inside. It sounds like the chatter of computers.
Hmm. Chatter of computers?
You know how computers make that little, like, chittering sound when they're doing things, when they're actively doing things?
Uh-huh.
You hear that.
Okay.
A lot of it.
Hmm. I wonder if they're Bitcoin mining.
Sure. No, seriously, that's now part of it, sure. Why the fuck not?
Do I see any movement, anything, like any shadows or anything in the bit of light I can see?
Tiniest bit of change in the light itself, but that's about it.
Okay. I just don't know what I want to do here.
Yes, you do.
I want to go in and start shooting, but that would be dangerous.
Everything you do is dangerous, are you kidding me?
This is true. All right, I'm going to step into the room and shoot anything that moves.
Okay, you throw open the door, you start shooting. It's because it's the suppressed gun.
Mm-hmm. I can add in actual sound effects.
Yeah. You can clip my half-assed sound effects then.
No, I'll probably leave those in for humor. I'll try to line up the sound of the Travis gun sound with that.
You're so mean. And so you start shooting, and you realize you're just shooting monitors. and plunging the room into further darkness.
Okay.
The monitors were the only thing actually causing any light changes. Yeah, there's no other movement in the room. There are people in here. There are 7 people in this room. All of them are dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's like, a thing that people do.
Super fucking dead. Either faces ripped off, necks ripped open, chests torn asunder. Everyone in here is super fucking dead.
And they look like they've been dead for some time?
Yeah, for at least, say, a few weeks.
Okay. I think I would have smelled something approaching, wouldn't I?
Very cold.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah. That's my excuse. It's cold. Yeah, there's a lot of dried blood in this room.
Okay. Do I see anything happening on the monitors? Or what? On the monitors, I didn't shoot. How many bullets did I spend? 3?
I was going to say 6.
Well,
but
I like the number 3 better.
Can it be 6?
I suppose. But I am going to reload.
Okay. Then we'll make it 140.
Yep.
Okay. I'm glad we could make that work. So, you are sort of quickly reloading and getting the gun sort of reset, and you're and you're watching the monitors trying to spot movement, and you realize very bottom corner monitor, it's on night vision mode, so everything's that like staticky greenish blackish whitish color, and you see this figure, this man with very long white hair flowing down his back,
very Lucius Malfoy.
Yeah. He's about 1.5 feet off the ground, and he's just floating down a fucking hallway.
Oh, well, that's spooky.
Yeah. And we're going to end there.
Okay, well, I don't like that.
No.
Okay, so I suppose we should get into the special thanks while you do your clickety-clack. Don't talk back over there. Not special thanks. The whatever credits.
And credits?
Whatever the thing we do is.
Credity plugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's been Midtown Mythos. I have been Noel. You can find me on Twitter at MXMNoel.
I have been Bran, and you can find me on Twitter at BranaganStar with 2 R's.
The show Twitter is at Midtown Mythos.
The show Facebook is also Midtown Mythos.
The show Patreon is not at Midtown Mythos. That's at Stars and Void on Patreon, because we have another show and a whole bunch of tiers and bonus content for pretty much every fucking stripe that you could possibly want or desire.
Yep.
If you want to send us very little money and just kind of read little typed adventures that I do maybe once a month or once every other month, awesome.
Yeah, when you're able to.
Yeah. If you want to feed us a whole lot of money, you get to basically bully us into watching movies that we otherwise aren't going to watch. Yeah. And that's fun, too, for everyone involved.
Yeah. You can also have a character named after you for just $1 a month.
Yeah.
Or $2. Yeah. No, $2 a month, isn't it? I don't remember. Yeah, I should know this.
I should know it too, considering I set up the entire thing.
You did.
But
I have no control over the Patreon. Yes, but that's how we got characters like Nathan Cooper and Scout Manhattan.
Oh God, I loved Scout.
That's a great name. And a great character.
Yes, and I was really happy with the way that came out. Yeah.
So what's the show email? Isn't that Midtown Mailbag or some nonsense?
Yes, it is. MidtownMailbag@gmail.com. We love hearing from you guys. We love any type of interaction with you guys in general. It's generally speaking fantastic. We do also have a Discord. Let me set up a timer so that Bran can sort of ramble about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have a Discord. You could find a link to it, either on the Facebook or the Twitter. You could just hit me up and, I can shoot you a link. I run a game of Midtown Mythos on there for a couple cool people. You got the thing started?
I was going to say, let me know when you're ready to go.
All right, go. All right, yeah, you may remember from last episode when I mentioned that Nathan's character, Matt, had some issues with the powerless. Well, the two plots had basically split, and Matt and Peter, the two characters, were kind of doing their own things, but then they were back together to try to solve this issue with the powerless. And Peter didn't end up being super helpful, and he kind of helped a little bit. I don't know how to explain this in 30 seconds. Yeah, that didn't work.
No, it didn't go very well at all. So if you want to find out what the hell actually happened with the powerless, you can probably join that game if you ask Bran very, very nicely.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. Maybe I'll let you in. Maybe you're cool enough.
You're probably cool enough. You're probably cooler than she is. So,
most people are. Yeah.
I'm not.
Oh, well, if you insist. We also have a movie podcast called The Long Shot Club. Yes. As implied by the fact that it's a movie podcast. We watch movies, and then we talk about them. We talk about what we like, we don't like, and then we have a random third question that's sometimes serious, and sometimes has
goofy
to do with...
shit.
Yeah, sometimes it has to do with SpongeBob memes.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember, when does this episode come out?
Eventually.
Do you have roughly any idea?
I think this one comes out October 13th.
Okay, so the most recent episode will have been an Ellie choice, where she was talking about The Odd Couple and making us watch it.
And that's why we were talking about Felix and Oscar earlier in this episode.
Honestly, really fun movie. The sequel is just as good, and spoilers, you might find out more about that next month. I'm trying to think here.
Otherwise, we recently watched Tenet. That was a good movie.
Yeah, and another one that you will be able to listen to actually... by now, a Patreon special will have just actually become available on the main feed where we watched Primer at the behest of Nathan.
Yes, Primer and Tenet. It's nice that they'll be kind of coming out around the same time. These
1 week apart.
Yeah, weird movies about time travel and shit.
Yeah. Now, when we're not watching movies, we are desperately thanking Days and Days for letting us use their song Post-Party Depression as our theme.
Yeah.
So give them a little bit of love. Go pick up the album. It's called Rogue Taxidermy.
Sure is.
And if you absolutely can't spend a second on Days and Days, at least spend a second telling friends that we're awesome and telling them to listen to us, because that really helps us to branch out and keep working on this.
Yeah. Word of mouth is really the best way to spread a podcast. And so if you want to do something small to help us out, just be like, hey, there's this show I listen to. It's called Midtown Mythos. You should check it out. It's really good.
It's run by a pair of idiots and they're funny.
She
nodded.
It's definitely run by a pair of idiots.
So now we have the bad news. The exciting news, but the bad news. Do you want to tell them?
Oh, I think maybe you ought to tell them.
Next week is going to be the season finale.
Next 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now. Next episode.
You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Two weeks from now will be the season finale. Now, we do still have the retrospective episode after that. We'll be answering some questions that have come in. So that'll keep the party going for at least another week after that, leading into, I think, October at that point, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. Days are meaningless.
Yeah, time just bleeds together. It is going to be a little bit longer this time between seasons, just because I'm... gearing up to do something pretty special next season.
Yeah, next season is gonna be I mean, so you've seen us play, well, you haven't seen us, you've heard us play other games. Most recently you heard us play some 1,000-year-old vampire. We also played what was the one where we were in the game?
That was Fate, but that was also just straight up part of Mythos.
Yeah, Fate worked into Mythos. We also did Inspectors, the ghost one.
Yeah, and over on the Patreon, we did the other weird, goofy-ass game that I made.
Yes, Heroes of Mint. Yep. But yeah, so, tell them about what we're doing next season.
I don't want to share too much yet, because once we're a little bit closer to that season, I'll be releasing more information about it. But I'm going to be taking two completely different games, smushing them together and dropping Bran right in the middle of it to figure out what the fuck is happening.
Yes, I'm excited and terrified at the same time. Should we tell them what the games are, or are we going to surprise them?
I suppose we can tell them now. Okay. I felt almost like hiding it for a little bit longer, but I guess what I can mention. One of them is Troika, which is a very goofy, old-fashioned RPG inspired by Dragonlance, if I'm not mistaken, or at least the art of Dragonlance.
Okay.
Then the other is Heart, The City Beneath, by Grant Howitt, and I forget the other guy's name, Christopher something.
Yes. Look that up so you can give proper
Christopher
credit.
Taylor. Hmm. Yes. Both are about cities that are kind of fucked, and both had similar enough themes and mechanics that I thought, I can smush those, and it won't be a complete disaster. And hopefully I'll be proven right.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I haven't had an opportunity to play them yet. We're going to release, I think our first episode is going to include me learning how to play this game.
Yep, we're actually going to have a Session Zero episode that's just going to cover the basics, and... you'll be sort of learning the gist of what Heart/Troika is. Mm-hmm. And then the next episode after that, proper episode one, is going to be you dropped in and creating a character.
Cool. Yeah. Obviously, you know, the show is Midtown Mythos. Null just wanted an opportunity to do something else for a season. And we're expecting to get back to Mythos the following season.
Yep. As long as, you know, Bran doesn't absolutely fall in love with it and want to do two seasons in that world, which might happen.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see. We haven't started yet. So, yeah, you'll...
We're recording this in September, yes. And we're going to start recording that in January.
Yeah, yeah, so it's going to be a while. But, yeah, I'm excited. It'll be a fun change of pace. I hope you enjoy taking that journey with us.
And I might reveal a little bit more information in the next couple releases. See you then.
Bye.
Tell me when the fire dies down, what the fuck will you do? When the man comes around, what the fuck will you do? Who's gonna be there to catch you when your plans all fall through? When you were flying your white flag, who never gave up? When the fire dies down, what the fuck will you do? When the man comes around, what the fuck will you do?
Tom and I were talking about it. I was like, huh, I wonder if dragons have cloaca. And he's just like, well, dragons aren't real. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm ashamed of you sometimes.
You should be.